you would, Psalm to the 23rd Psalm.
Thank you so much for being here. Good friends, acquaintances here tonight, thank you for your presence.
And in just a moment,
thank you for your desire to study the Word of the Lord more. We appreciate your presence.
How could you read my mind? And it is a privilege to have all of you here.
When America first landed a man on the moon, some of you I met yesterday, and because of what we went through yesterday, street handing out Bibles,
America
feels like I've known you for a long
time.
Wrote to many of the governments of the world,
but all of you,
our
friends,
and
I appreciate
Glenn,
to leave a message,
makes an announcement. We have known each other over 40 years.
That was to be left on the moon.
If anyone in the future
dorm
found
in college,
and
could
there's a friend of mine visiting with us today near the back, Judy Wilson,
about
that I've known over 50-something
nations left
and I'm sorry to reveal your age, Judy.
Many
that,
of those messages
simply congratulated man
what I'm about
and
to say
praised man
for
his achievements.
Afterwards, she can tell me about this.
But
message,
the only year
the
in school that I made all A's before college was
Psalm
A. A particularly appropriate
psalm.
And I know Judy
to deal
was
with
in
the moon
my
landing.
Class, and I don't know
as
if this deals
true
with the moon
or not,
but one thing I do appreciate
wind
about that,
that she
is that
there
that year,
message
and I do remember,
did not extol man,
beat her,
but it praised
in
God.
The overall grade.
We're going to read Psalm 8.
She beat me overall.
This would be a brief breakdown
of the part
of this Psalm
like
of praise.
Ninth or so, and I was in the 20s somewhere.
But the title says,
but,
for the choir director.
So she beat me overall.
On the get to,
I want you to know
Psalm
that if
David,
you passed Judy, that was
a
standard that you did pretty well.
Our Lord.
So you can correct me.
How majestic is your name.
You may tell me she may play.
In all the earth. Who have displayed your splendor above the heaven.
It's good to see her.
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and revengeful
cease. Our brother John read that earlier.
When I consider your heaven,
the
work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained,
the Lord
what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? You have made him a little lower than God. You've crowned him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the work of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, whatever passes through
the paths
of the sea.
And I'm basing this,
O Lord, our Lord,
maybe a little majestic.
He uses your name.
All the earth
and me.
Now you notice verse one
begins
this
with the same words that end in verse 9.
Verses 1
this
through
is
3
called
and
an inclusive
or an
inclusion
in third person.
And
the Lord is my shepherd.
This type of
but
literary device
verses 4 and 5 there
is that everything in between
the Lord is addressed
that opening
in
and
that
second.
Closing.
Person
is to lead to the conclusion
the Lord is addressed
that you
in
see
second
drawn.
Person,
he
Lord,
is addressed as
our
you,
Lord.
And
how
your.
Excellent is your name in all the
and
earth.
He's
with
going to say
some
things
information
that are going to show man's exalted
picture.
Place in the universe.
We will
but this
read
is
again,
not a
this
psalm
intensely
exalting man.
Psalm,
this is a psalm
and
just
grasp everything
God
you can
and magnify who
everything
he
you
is.
Can.
Now
but
we're going to try to break down the
Psalm of David
a little by little.
The Lord,
but
is
in the beginning,
my
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Don't lose that
he
phrase as we go through. And it says,
passion.
You displayed
he
your splendor
quiet,
above
quiet.
The heavens.
He
Psalm 19 says, the heavens
he
are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse
his name
is showing his handiwork. In Psalm
even
19,
I
the Bible says,
the
day
valley
to day,
of the shadow
and night
of death,
after night, the heavens
I will
pour
fear
forth
no evil.
Unceasing testimony to God's glory.
Your
and in verse 3 of Psalm 19, it is a silent testimony. There's no speech,
There are no words.
You prepare
their voice is not heard.
Me.
And yet,
in the presence of my
this
enemies,
voice that you have
not
anointed
spoken,
my head
language,
with oil,
these words that are not heard,
overflow.
Speak a language.
Surely, goodness
that is universal
and loving kindness will follow me all the days
has gone
of my
through
life.
All the earth,
and I will dwell
in, their utterance
in the house
the ends
of the Lord forever.
When you look up
this
perhaps
the, heaven,
the best known
they
of
bear
all of the
testimony.
Psalms. We want to analyze
to the glory
its words
of God.
Ultimately, at the end
the
of the lesson, we are going to see how these
God,
words find
who has displayed your splendor above
the Lord
heaven.
Is my shepherd.
I can remember
one writer
one
said
a few
that
years
in
ago
this
as
line,
I was sitting outside
two words
on a
in Hebrew
May night.
That
and
in
the
this
could not
line of poetry,
the Lord is my
the
shepherd,
was absolutely
that we could
perfect.
Write pages
there was a
of
gentle
breeze
summarizing
blowing. All
the
skies that is contained
were
in that
blue.
Particular phrase.
You could hear
but what
the
I
birds
want to do
singing
is
as
just
they were
look
flying,
at some things
and
the Bible says about shepherds to help us
that
appreciate
this
the depth
that
of this
no
imagery.
Artist
the
in
Lord
the world
is my shepherd. One of the things you see about shepherds
yeah.
in the Bible
there
is shepherds work
tell
long
us,
hours
this pain
in difficult
had no
circumstances.
It just
worked
happened.
Long hours in difficult circumstances. Jacob
no.
was talking to his father-in-law Laban
speak
in Genesis 31 with whom he had a tumultuous
of the God
relationship.
Who made
and in Genesis 31 he was complaining
his
how his father-in-law his had mistreated him.
But you see God
and
glory.
He emphasizes that he was keeping his father's
heavens,
father-in-law's
the
sheep.
Heavens.
And
but
he
look
said,
at
in
verse
that
two,
work, and you really need more than just verse 40 to get the whole context.
And nursing back,
but he says, by day,
you have
established consume
strength.
Me. And the frost,
the mouth of infants
night,
and nursing babes,
you
and
see the glory of God displayed in
eye.
The immense heavens,
shepherds
and you see the
long hours
God
in a newborn
child
fled from my eye.
And how amazing.
They worked in the heat of the day. By
how
day the heat consumed me.
It is.
They work from
in the
mouth of
night,
infants and nursing
in
babes.
And also,
it is sometimes the babes. It is sometimes the
shepherds.
It is sometimes those who are not regarded
conditions.
As important in this world
a 9-to-5
who can
job
recognize
when you
God's glory
and they don't call
in all
you
the heavens.
Until 9
and
o'clock
the
in the morning.
And the nursing babes
was not
in verse
work.
2 are contrasted
shepherd,
with the adversaries, the enemy,
were,
and the revengeful.
That was a
and they
place,
are quieted by
the
praise the
if that
of
the was a
infants
difficult place,
and the babes.
You were there with the
now
sheep.
The heart
if
of this
If it was
song,
good weather, you were with the sheep.
Is really
if
in
it
verses
was bad
3
through
8.
You were with the sheep.
In many ways.
But being a shepherd
and there is in
long
this section of the psalm
in
a series of contrasts.
Also,
that helped
being a
me
shepherd,
grasp
sometimes
the message of the psalm,
and
I hope will you as well.
For the sake
one of the things
of the sheep,
that is a contrast
David
in this particular
is talking
picture
to Saul
is
in 1
the
Samuel
heavens
chapter 17,
are pictured as small
to 37,
in contrast to the glory of God who made
and
them.
The flock was attacked
and you might say, where do I get
lion.
That idea? Well, look at verse 3. When I consider your
David,
heavens,
as a shepherd,
the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have made. Verse 6. You make him to rule over
the
works
work
of your hands. The heavens are described as the work of God's hand.
Your life.
In verse 3, they
the
are described as the work
also,
of God's fingers.
The shepherd.
We look up into the universe.
Every
we see how vast and awesome it looks.
About
and yet God,
in,
as
in
it were,
passages,
moves them into place
in 18,
with his fingers.
In verses 12 through 14 and 15. Verses
how
3 through 7. In these passages,
God.
You see a picture of a shepherd who is counting his sheep at night. And at
you
the end of the day, he counts up his sheep. He's supposed
system.
To have 100, and he has 99.
Hour.
And what does he do? He
Sun
goes out
nine
and searches
we
for that one
up,
that's lost.
Dispute. Now,
about
there, there
whether Pluto's a planet, but I will tell you, I'm firmly in the Pluto is a planet
out of 100
group.
Is
because
really
that's
good.
What I learned.
A lot of students
up,
would be glad.
Third grade,
99 out of 100.
But on a test,
you know,
a lot of them would be
that if
but,
you started at one edge of our galaxy,
let's take those odds and figure them a little bit.
And you travel speed of light.
Let's reduce the numbers some.
It
suppose
would
you
take
had 10 children.
100,000.
At the end of the day, you're putting them in bed. To get from one edge of our galaxy
and they're not
to the other edge.
You don't
100,000 years traveling the speed of light.
9 out of 10 is not bad.
The distance between
you
us
go and you
and
look
the next closest
the one
galaxy
that's lost
is even more
being
than that.
A shepherd is like that.
And God,
you spend all your energy,
spoke it,
all your resources
into existence,
and all your strength trying to find that one that
if
is
our
lost,
heavens are that
and when
big,
you find him, he
and
may
yet
be too weak
small
to follow
compared to God.
And what shepherds often
how
did
is
they took their sheep
God
that had wandered off.
In Isaiah 40,
they took
verse
their
12,
sheep in their arms
God
and carried
pictured,
them.
Listen to Isaiah 40, verse 11.
Like a shepherd,
hand,
he,
and God,
God
is pictured
as
marking off the heavens
arms,
by the span.
He will gather
the
distance
lambs
between
his
thumb and the tip of
his
small
bosom
finger.
God is pictured as
this
measuring
God
off
incredibly
sheep
vast
the
heavens by that span. How big is our God?
Semicolon.
I hope in preaching and
in that
teaching
particular passage,
that I can
you see the Lord
the picture of a God that's so big that we can see that our
that
first priority is to
in
be in a right relationship with him.
All
but the heavens are small
and
contrasted
God
to God's greatness. They are the work of his hands. They are the work of his fingers. And yet, as vast as the heavens are, as impressive as the heavens are, it is also striking to see how small we are. Maybe the heavens do not compare with how big God is. The heavens sure seem impressive and vast compared to how small we are. In verses 3 and 4, again, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him? Or the son of man that you care for him?
He is my shepherd.
The word a taste thought that is used here, and the word care, these are words that have the significance of to remember. And to visit, to
notice
act
in
on
Psalm 23:2,
he makes consider how huge the heavens are. And with the facts that we just stated about the universe,
it is not often during the year that the pastures
are green,
but he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters, the still waters. God
there
is providing his sheep with everything they need.
Billion people.
He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Sheep
we
get
die,
lost easily. You remember how Isaiah 53 verse 6 tells us that we are all like sheep gone astray. Sheep are easily led astray and God guides us in the paths of righteousness. And he guides us in the path of righteousness
die,
for his sake, for his glory, for his honor. If a person follows Jesus as their shepherd and he guides them safely through life, it is a cause to give glory to God and praise to God because all of us are weak and feeble and tend to get lost. God restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
But the God
and even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
how many hairs you have on your head,
I will fear no evil.
And he loves you for you are with me.
And wants you to be saved. Now I am sure
more desperately than you want that
in this audience that there's
the God who created all this in the beginning
much more by firsthand experience
and cares for us
than I do.
But when we look up to how big God must be to create this vast universe and how small we are in comparison, who are we that He cares for us?
I have been abundantly.
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? And when I think about that, it leads me to say, oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You deserve praise. You deserve glory. So three contrasts in verses 3-8. The heavens are small in contrast to God's greatness. And yet the heavens are incredibly vast in comparison to our smallness and insignificance. But something else that is interesting is to see how small we are in contrast to the exalted position that God has given man in the universe. Now I ask you to look down at your text here as we look at verses 5-8.
Years ago,
I'm reading from the New American Standard, a 1995 edition. But notice in verse 5, you made him a little lower than God. You crown him with glory and majesty. Look back at the first part of that verse. How many of you are looking at a translation? You are
and
reading.
The traveler must go.
You made him a little lower than God. How many of you have a translation that says that? If your shepherd,
few of us,
is anyone
how many of you in your translation
Lord,
says
what is
you
it
made
that
him
for
a
me?
Little lower than
to?
Angels
how
to
many
build
of your
translations
life
have that?
If you're looking,
let me tell you the difference here.
That
is
will desert
the
you.
Hebrew text of
in
the
Old
greatest
Testament.
Moment.
The Old Christ. Testament, the Psalms were originally
only
written in Hebrew.
The, Lord.
The Hebrew text of the Old the Testament has Elohim, which is
all
a word for God.
Travelers.
You made him a little lower than God.
Even
now,
though I walked through the valley
maybe
of the
that sounds like a bold statement, hard to describe. And the Septuagint, the
and
Greek translation of the Old Testament,
staff,
has the word angel
provides. Here.
So that's
he gives
part
provision.
Of the difference between
he leads
different
us
English
in the green
translations
pastures.
In
he
the Bible.
Besides,
do you follow
the
Hebrew
waters.
Text here, or do you follow the oldest translation of the Hebrew text that
there's
we have, which is the Septuagint? I can understand why that statement, you made him a little lower than God, sounds almost blasphemous.
In a moment about this
because
idea
we are
shepherding.
Vastly
Jesus
inferior to the God
the
that made us. But may emphasize that we're a little lower than God in the sense
Psalm
God created us in His image,
God
in His likeness,
as, gracious,
as Genesis 1 host. Says. That of all God
this
created,
is the picture in verses
said of man,
5 and 6,
that they are
prepare
created
a table
in man's
before me,
image,
in
man's
in the presence
likeness.
And of my enemies,
you've
anointed
my
head with
lower
oil. My
than
cup
God.
Overflows.
You crown him with glory and majesty.
Me all the
now,
days
this particular
of my
word
I will dwell
crown
in the house of the Lord
is
forever.
Often used to talk about the crowning
about the
of
the
a
Lord
king.
Shepherd,
man is made as
a
virtual
Lord
king. In
when the
creation,
Lord is our shepherd,
he is crowned
he makes us lie
with glory
down in green
and honor. Those words, glory and honor, are used together in
that
Psalm 21.
Five
is given in verse 5
of
when the Bible
king.
Tells again,
us
that man is a virtual king in creation who has been made to rule, made to rule over the
God
works of your hands.
Table.
You put all things under your feet, all sheep, all oxen, all beasts
those
of the field and birds of the heavens, fish of
the
sea,
the Lord,
and whatever passes through
host,
the paths of the sea.
A table all of these have been put under man's feet. All of the language I'm calling attention to in this slide is making man a virtual king in creation. So there's a contrast between how big God is and then in comparison the small heaven. There's a contrast between the vast heavens and how small we are. And there's a contrast between how small we are and what an exalted position God gives us in creation
for his guest. In Luke 7, verse 44, he said, "Did you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water."
Ferocious beast that could
destroy us. A host often provides his guests with water to wash his feet as they walked on these dirty roads with sandals. And he says, "You gave me no water for my feet."
All the
birds. In verse 45, "You gave me no kiss." That was a simple way to greet one another in that time, as we might do with a handshake or a hug. And then he says, "You did not anoint my head with oil." My point, all of this was part of normal treatment that a host did for his guest. And God is pictured as doing this for
that psalm. We could have gone in more detail and done a better job with it.
His
I hope
table.
That has helped you.
And God to some degree a table.
This
to honor
psalm,
us
this psalm of
in the presence
which exalts
of
God and extols God, as brief as it is quoted several times in the New Testament.
And
I
what
tell
we
you,
want
I love
to this
see.
Next point.
And
is
I
how
hope
Jesus
I can state it
fulfills this song.
So now, work with me on this.
I am saying what I'm about to say.
In verse 6, surely goodness
ask you to work with
and loving
me,
kindness will follow.
Some of these
me. Follow
concepts.
Me. Some of your translations may have.
Pursue.
I hope I can explain them
follow,
well because
pursue.
They are profound. They're beyond
your translations may have a few other
explain.
Words.
And I hope
but
I
this
can
particular word
well
it's very
is used
profound,
all kinds of ways
how this psalm is
in Scripture that really help us appreciate
and
what's
I just
going
ask you to
right
work
here.
With me in thinking.
For example,
this. The first
Proverbs
passage
chapter
where I want
13,
to look 21
at, this is quoted
talks
in
about
evil
follows or pursues
Matthew 21.
It talks about the fact that
this
evil
is
chases those who do evil. And will not let them escape
the consequences.
Temple. Proverbs 13, verse 21.
Matthew 21,
Joshua 10,
beginning
verse
with verse 12,
is talking. It uses
Jesus
the same
entered
the temple
and
drove out all those who were buying
army
and selling
in the
Israel's
temple,
army
and
in
overturned
case,
the tables of the money changers,
following
running
and the
after
of
those
hostile
who
armies,
were selling
and
doves.
Pursuing them,
and he said to them,
in the process
it is written,
of defeating them,
my house
now,
shall
be
called a
house
of prayer,
but
you
are
making
it
a robber's den.
Well,
it depends
that's a quotation
on what is
from a couple of Old Testament
us.
Passages.
If we're talking about
Isaiah
the consequences
50,
of evil
6, verse 7,
chasing
and
us,
we
Jeremiah
don't like
7,
that.
Verse 11,
if we talk about a hostile army chasing
now, what is
us or pursuing us, following
16,
us, we don't
is
want
only
that.
In Matthew's
but
account.
Here,
not in Mark,
look at
not in
what
Luke,
is chasing us.
But
look at
the Bible says in verse 14,
in Psalm
the blind
6,
and lame
it is
came
God's
to him in the temple,
and
he healed and
God's
them. But the chief priest and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, that Jesus had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant. And they said to him, do you hear what these children are saying? The idea is if you really hear it, you stop them. Do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, have you never read out of the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise for yourself. Now you remember in Psalm 8, that Psalm 8 verse 2 talked about the infants and nursing and contrasted this with the enemy and the revengeful. Jesus, in his quotation of Psalm 8 verse 2 in Matthew 21:16, what Jesus is doing, first of all, he is saying that these chief priests and scribes who are complaining, who are telling Jesus to stop, that they are the enemy and the revengeful, and the children that are praising him, they are the infants and nursing babies whose mouths shout praise to God.
With Psalm 22.
But there's something bigger than that there too. The Bible knows both. Jesus,
the pain of this world,
is taking
the agony we
part of that psalm,
and it knows also the Lord is
shown. That applies to God.
Both of those things are true.
The heavens declare the glory of God, or it describes God's glory, and it describes these children declaring
he says, I will
God's
dwell
glory,
in the house of the Lord forever.
He applies
if you look through this
that
section
part
Psalms,
of the psalm.
If you see
that applies to God.
And these verses are both from Psalms. If you look through this section of Psalms in Psalm 26, Psalm 28, the writer was
longing
for God's house. That was a great blessing to him. And it's a great blessing to be in God's house today. And that foreshadows being in his presence.
It means the Jesus,
now,
who stood before
I want us to see Jesus
who had opened
the
eyes of the blind
of these Psalms.
Who had cast
Jesus
out
as the fulfillment.
You
who
remember
had raised
in
the
Isaiah 53, I alluded to it earlier.
He is
all we like sheep have
who
gone
makes
astray.
The heavens so small by
all
comparison.
We like sheep.
I'm not,
we are like shame,
Jesus.
In that
alone.
We go astray easily.
I believe in
we
the
get
Trinity,
lost
which
easily.
Is beyond the scope of the whole
all
lesson.
We like sheep have gone astray.
God the
but
Father,
the Lord has
God
laid
the Son,
on him
and God the,
iniquity,
the Holy Spirit.
Of us all.
But I'm
he
showing
led that Jesus takes
as a lamb
this part of
the
slaughter
that applies
as a sheep
to God,
before it shears is silent, he does
and
not
applies it to
open
himself,
his mouth.
Applies it to himself.
It has
but
been stated that if you go
Hebrews
to a slaughterhouse for cattle, the mooing and lowing is deafening. If you go to a slaughterhouse for pigs,
the
because
squealing
Jesus
is
in
the gospel.
If you go
Use
to a slaughterhouse for lambs,
Son of Man,
in regard to himself so frequently, we often read it back into every Old Testament reference where we see that phrase, Son of Man. But remember that question in
like
Psalm 8,
Lord,
verse 4. What is man you are mindful
like
of him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him.
Protest.
What is man that you're mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him. Son of Man, there is a poetic way to refer to man.
Now,
but what I want you to notice is that Hebrews 2 is going to quote Psalm 8 extensively. Hebrews 2 in verse 5. He did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking. But one who has testified somewhere saying, what is man that you remember him?
But I think there are a couple of things about
or the Son of Man that you're concerned about him. You see, he's quoting Psalm 8.
Mark 6,
you have made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. Remember how we said earlier?
The Bible says
some translations
that
in Psalm
he felt
8
compassion
had God,
for thee.
Some had
Jesus
angels. All your translations have the word angels
they were
here.
Like sheep
because all of them are quoting
shepherd,
from the writer of Hebrews
is
quoting from the Septuagint.
Like
you made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned
now,
him with glory
Mark
and honor.
Verse,
you've
Mark
appointed
6,
him over the works of your
later,
hands. You put all things in subjection under his feet. This is a very lengthy Old Testament quotation. But notice how he applies this. In verse 8, for in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels. Namely Jesus. Because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. So that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
It's subtle.
This psalm is clearly taken and applied to Jesus in Hebrews 2 verse 9.
Jesus,
you see him who was made a little lower than the angels. Hebrews 1 talks about he's given a much more excellent name than the angels. How was he made for a little while lower than the angels? Because he suffered death and was crowned with glory and honor.
Danger coming.
He flees. He gets away. But the shepherd, the part of the sheep, shepherd doesn't deserve
to God.
Jesus takes and applies.
I want you to think about an illustration.
The part of this
early,
psalm,
a biblical illustration
that applies.
We use the illustration
man.
Of David.
Jesus
in 1 Samuel 17, David was keeping his father's sheep, and the flock was attacked by a lion, and the flock was attacked by a bear, and David killed the lion and killed the bear. To be a shepherd, you had to defend the sheep against ferocious predators who wanted to destroy the sheep. But in most cases, the shepherd lived to tell the story. David lived to tell the story of how he killed the lion, how he had killed the bear,
who is so big.
Jesus
holds the waters of the world in his hand
to lay down his life for the
sheep. And marks off the heavens by the span. The God who is so big.
Became
lays
a man
down
his life
in the person
the sheep.
Of Jesus.
He
and
died
suffered death
for you,
the most
and
humiliating,
for me,
because
and
there's no other
type of
that
death.
We could be right.
Crucifixion
with God.
He suffered
the most
death.
Horrible rejection, the for most horrible death. Miscarriage of justice. There is
he
no
all of
love
this
story
because
like
he
the Bible.
Loved us.
God
loved
cared for
us.
Refuses to give up on
and
us.
And wanted us to be saved.
In Revelation 7, we again see the Lord as shepherd. In verses 15 through 17, the Bible says, for this reason they are before the throne of God. And they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no more, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd.
Several years ago.
And he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
I had the radio.
The Lamb. Think about this. Jesus
station,
is pictured in Revelation as the Lamb. He is the Lamb.
About a place,
and yet he also is the shepherd.
And they
the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd.
On the
He'll guide them to springs of the water of life. He makes them lie down.
And in my foolishness.
Like quiet water.
I turn up the radio louder.
And he provides
and
for our every need.
Intently. Thinking.
So that he wipes
about
away.
The Bible,
every tear,
and they start
he
talking.
Is our
they
shepherd
build this
now.
Up, and they said, "Yes,
he will be
the
our
greatest
shepherd.
Love story
throughout
of all time."
The
he is shepherd
of the opera,
and
what
he is
a
pictured
disappointment
as
that
poet.
Was at the
now,
end.
My guess is this is a concept
no,
that you haven't
the
thought as much about
love story
as you may have
is the
Jesus
story of
shepherd.
A God who is so great.
Do you remember
his incredible heavens into effect?
Jesus.
He just spoke it into being.
Jewish elders.
And he created us in our image.
Jesus.
And yet men that he created in his image to whom he had given everything lifted his fist in defiance of God and rebelled against him and figuratively slapped him in the face. Literally did that. Crucifixion of Jesus. But God did not give up on us. God did not give up on us. But he was so desiring to bring us into a right relationship with him that he gave his son. His son became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
The word and heals his servant. But the faith of this Gentile leads Jesus to say in Matthew 8, verses 11 and 12, that many will come from east and west and sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in
the
kingdom of God.
No greater love
has a man than
that some biblical writers and some who've studied the Bible intensely describe
as the God, messianic banquet. Flesh. And that is the idea that in the end, one of the pictures of salvation
and I'll tell
is
you,
all God's people eating together
that God
in His presence,
has put
in
all things
not
under His
literal
feet.
Picture
it's said of man
saying,
in general,
is a picture of salvation.
In Psalm 8, verse 6, is said of Jesus in particular, in Ephesians 1, verse 22, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. He has put all enemies underneath His feet except death. And then finally, when He returns a second time, we will taunt death and said, oh death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory?
Who turns down an invitation to a
Jesus? It's all things.
Not many college kids
did. Put under His feet.
They didn't turn down
and
an invitation
if we follow Him
to come eat for nothing.
And most
we
of the
will
time we don't
share
either. In His victory. We will share
and God
in
is
His
inviting
eternal
us
salvation.
To His banquet. Oh, for Lord, Him to be host and us to be the guests.
It's your name.
At His table.
In all
and this
earth
describes our relationship with God and our relationship in all these passages.
Oh Lord our God.
There's
oh
a banquet
Lord,
invitation.
Our Lord.
With your name on it. For God wants you to be saved. And God wants you
we
to be in His presence forever.
How
there's
you
a banquet
created
invitation. With your name on it.
And how you love us.
Will you accept the
and
Lord
what you have done
to be your gracious host?
We are in awe of God.
In the New Testament,
at your love,
we find when people realize
that they've sinned,
at your, and friend, we'll talk about this more on Wednesday
love
night.
That refuses
but
to
all
give
of us
up
know that.
Thank you. All of us know that we've done things. We've said things.
May we love you.
That embarrass us.
May we serve you.
That are wrong. So that one day, we know we've sinned.
We will talk.
We know.
Oh, death,
we need
mercy.
Is your sin?
We need grace.
Grave,
our list of sins may not make the front page of the Constitution Journal.
Under Jesus' feet.
But we know we've sinned.
We praise you.
And we know we've fallen short.
In His name.
And Jesus loved us so much that as a good shepherd, He laid down His life.
Thank you for being here for the show.
I do have, and I've no doubt given these to some of you before, I have
the way we should respond
cards about a little podcast I do on the book of Psalms.
To say,
I've just got
I'm not going to walk in rebellion
Psalms
to God
already,
anymore. I'm going
to
turn
glad to
around
give you this
and I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to change the course
I'm on. You just
want
to study the Psalms more on your own.
We're
going
to seek to be His disciples. And in the New Testament,
we are
those people
were
baptized into Jesus.
And I hope you realize
to have their sins washed away.
The lengths God went to save you.
If you've done that and wandered away,
and how intently He desires to bring
God
you
is
into
the
right
good shepherd is looking for you. Jesus is the good shepherd is looking.
If you believe what we're saying is true,
He's inviting
you believe
you
Jesus died and
if you
rose
want to
again,
repent,
you believe
confess
that. We invite you to turn from your sins
God
in repentance.
God is
be baptized in Christ, immersed
to forgive
remission of sins.
But the brethren
here
would
be
glad
to
help
you
as we stand and sing.
And as we sing.